Hi, this is Ginger Galloway with AG Christian Press. agchristianpress.blogspot.com. If it's on your heart, we help get you published. This morning, I was listening to the radio, and I heard an author comment about publishing through Amazon. This publisher, or this author rather, said that she had published a number of books and that she just wrote them, uploaded the Word document to Amazon, and within 8 hours she had a published ebook. And that is, I guess, a testament to where we are with book publishing. However, this particular author didn't say anything about the editing and proofreading process. And so it was just on my heart that that is something that I wanted to impress upon new authors as you venture into writing, as you take the time, the months, the years to write your manuscript, that you don't drop the ball there, that you don't stop the process there, that you don't think that you're finished there. As a publisher and as an editor, my goal is to produce the best work, the most polished work that I can for my client. And I'm finding that sometimes it is a push-pull, tug, knock-down, drag-out fight because the process is long, the process is expensive, and the process seems tedious. But I cannot express enough how important it is to have your book edited. It's one thing to edit your own work and say, well, I edited it myself, or my friends edited it. And that's great. And when we're on a budget, we tend to take those types of shortcuts. However, it is important to get someone who is going to, first of all, be brutally honest, and your friends are not necessarily apt to do that. You want someone who knows the rules of language and who can apply them to your writing. And you want someone who does this regularly and who has not been sitting with this manuscript for the last year and a half. So your thoughts on it may be, well, an editor is an expense that I cannot afford. My friend is a teacher at a school, and isn't she good enough? An editor is just going to change my work. An editor will take my voice out of my writing. An editor will cut things out of my manuscript that I don't want cut out. I have a 300-page manuscript, and when I get my manuscript back from the editor, it's only 280 pages. What happened to the other painstaking 20 pages? All of those concerns are absolutely valid. However, a good editor is not going to change your writing. A good editor is going to maintain the story while taking out what's not necessary, while correcting errors in grammar, while correcting errors in spelling, while checking for inconsistencies in your story, while fact-checking your story. There's so much more to editing than trying to make your work not your work. That is not the job of the editor. So it's hard for us as writers. We get to that point where we've put the last period on it, we've proofread it, and now we're excited for it to be in print, or we're excited for it to be an ebook, or we're excited for a book signing, or we're excited, we've told all our friends about this book and we're ready to release it. But it is so important not to miss that last step. When you've written this book and you've taken the time to write it, the last thing you want to do is to sully your reputation with readers by presenting to them a work that is riddled with errors, that is riddled with mistakes, that is has misspellings. So, and not to say that an editor won't miss some things. Editors are people, and we miss things. So, there are books, I mean, that I have on my bookshelf that are written by famous writers, well-known writers that have mistakes in them. It's just comes with the territory. It happens. But you still want to get your writing to your best ability. And your best ability needs to include an editor. The other thing that I didn't mention that I have heard is, well, I did a grammar check on my computer, or I did a spell check on my computer. Do not trust grammar checkers and automated spell checkers. They do a mediocre job at best. A lot of things are missed. They are not going to catch. For example, I had a book that I wrote that I had a character who was paraplegic. And in one part of my story, that character was standing at the front door of somebody's house. My editor caught that. It wasn't a grammar error. It wasn't a spelling error. It's something that I had overlooked the 100 million times that I read it and while I was writing it. But it took a person to catch that inconsistency in my story, that my facts didn't line up. So I don't want you to think that you can rely on technology to take the place of human eyes and human minds. I cannot stress enough how important it is to have your work edited. And I'm not here today doing this podcast so that you would call AG or me personally to edit your book. Of course you may, by all means. But the purpose of this podcast is just to impress on you how important it is not to skip that step and to make that part of your writing and publishing process. And to find a publisher that has, an editor who has experience, who is continually learning and reading, an editor who uses their references, their thesaurus, their Bible, their writer's reference, their writer's handbook, while they are working on your work. Somebody who's going to take the time to, if you want to self-publish, give you suggestions, who's going to mark up your manuscript and tell you these are the things that need to be corrected. And that's probably the easiest way and the least expensive way to have your editing done, is to have an editor who will mark your corrections and then you go back and make them. If you need a rewrite, that can be expensive. Nonetheless, bottom line is, have your work edited. Have it edited. This is Ginger Galloway with AG Christian Press. www.agchristianpress.blogspot.com